Head coach for the Glidden Rolston Wildcats football team, Dave Prescott, joining us here today. Dave, we appreciate you joining us today.
Yeah, I always appreciate you guys' calling. It's always nice to talk to you each week.
So you guys last week, hosted a Griswold team that came into the matchup similar to you guys. But for Griswold, you guys go out there and put up a 52-6 game. Congratulations on that big win for a second. Kind of take us through what you had seen on the sidelines.
Well, we kind of started out a little bit over-aggressive on defense, and we were probably selling out on the run a little bit too much, and they kind of got a few passes on the flats to us, and then once we kind of settled down for a little bit, it ended with Landon Rohrbeck intercepting and running back an 87-yard interception, and on the following possession, we ended up blocking their punt and getting a safety. Then we blocked another punt, got a touchdown out of it. When they kicked off on the safety, we scored again. We had end of the first quarter, we had 30-0, and we'd only ran two offensive plays. So it was just kind of a lot of energy, a lot of defense. And when we did get the offense go out there, and we did get to work on some things, we did get some good work done out of it, but it just kind of, the ball started rolling, and then we just kind of kept going with it.
For you guys as well, you look at your district here between some of the teams in the district, a lot of very similar records-wise. What do you feel like you guys want to do coming after this week going into district play?
Well, this week is a good test for us. Boyer Valley is a good team. We're going to come up against them, and I think it will help us to kind of get back grounded and set the tone for what's going to come up the rest of the season here. I think, there's a lot of teams that are, probably evenly keeled. If you look at the scores, the Elkhorn Coon game was just a 2-point game. The Cam Coon was a 6-point game. I think hopefully we can be in the mix with that and compete with everybody. And, I think, obviously Audubon's just a little bit ahead of everybody, but we just really need to buckle down and start concentrating and play our best football and get better and better each week.
For you guys as well, what have you seen Boyer Valley run, and what do you feel like they're going to bring to the table come Friday night?
Well, they have a good line. They have an athletic quarterback. They spread to run. They spread to pass. They'll bunch up. They'll do some isolation plays and some kickouts. And we're just going to have to be ready defensively for that and read our keys and trust what we read. Defensively, they're going to come out in like a 3-3. It's something that we see quite a bit of, but they play a little differently. They're a little more wide set, which is going to make it a little bit of work for us to try to run some sweeps options, but we got to keep working at getting better up front, and that's what our whole focus has been on the last week.
For you guys as well, between week one and week four now, what do you feel like are the biggest improvements you guys have made?
I think, the defense just keeps getting better. They're trusting their reads. They're hitting their blitzes and doing a good job of recognizing what they need to do. Offensively, we're starting to move the ball a little bit better. I would still like to be able to pass a little bit more with some more accuracy, but we're just still kind of gun-shy about doing those type of things. But I think, in the last few weeks, that our line is finally starting to get up and get the idea of the blocking concepts that we put in front of them, and hopefully they can execute better and better each week as it comes along.
What do you feel like your guys' biggest strength so far throughout these first 4 weeks of football has been?
Well, just obviously, I think the defense has been what has kept us in games. And, we're keeping scores rather low, and that always gives you an opportunity to stay within a score or two of however you're playing. There again, when you get to the point where we need to have offense, and that's the thing we lost the most on last year. Six of our eight starters were gone, and the game four here, that should be no longer an excuse, because we should have enough experience up there that we should be starting to play better. And hopefully this week we'll take a big step forward and keep moving that way.
And coming off of a big win like that, obviously there's a lot that you guys can take away that were good from that Griswold game, but what do you feel like were the biggest takeaways that you guys are going to work on going into this Boyer Valley game?
Oh, just kind of getting some momentum and having a game that, we played a lot of games that we've been in and they have gone either way. And it was just kind of nice to, go out and play a game where we took care of business and we scored and we got everybody in the game and everybody had a lot of fun. You play those nail biters and everything else, as sure, they're fun games, but only if you come out on the right end of the deal. So it's just nice every once in a while to have a game where you can go out and you play well and put somebody away.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about momentum there. What would a win like Boyer Valley do for you guys being able to go into kind of getting, looking at trying to get second or third in your guys' district this year?
I just think it would create a lot of momentum and confidence. That's the biggest thing I think that we've got to get is that, just being still the new starters and the new people that we have in the different positions, I think they just raise their level of play and continue to get more confident in what we're doing. And when you're doing that, then it just makes the game easier for everybody.
Well, Dave, we appreciate you joining us here today, and we wish you guys the best of luck coming up with Boyer Valley on Friday.
Well, thanks for calling. I appreciate that.